of the national charity the Family and Childcare Trust, and Neil Leach is the chief executive of the Preschool Learning Alliance. That's England's largest membership organisation of childcare providers. Now, do you ever find yourself losing your temper like this?
I don't believe it!
No! No! Don't shut me up! Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down? Da-da-da-da, like this in the background.
I'll count to three. One, two, three. Right. Well, don't say I haven't warned you. Well, this is it. I'm going to give you a damn good thrashing.
Ah, the famous beating the heck out of your car scene. A few famous temper tantrums there. But if you're one of those people who can lose your rag or fly off the handle easily, there's a warning: you could lose more than the cost of a smashed up phone or a broken window. A study from the US says people who struggle with anger are 5 times more likely to have a heart attack and 3 times more likely to have a stroke. According to researchers, rage often precedes an attack and may be the trigger. Dr. Dawn Gross is an anger management expert. She has also studied the relationship between anger and heart attacks. So the perfect woman to talk to. Hello.
I have. Hello.
Hi. This rings true, does it, with you?
Yes, very much so. It's really the start of my career, sort of, I'd say, about 25 years ago. I worked with heart patients, putting some of them on a stress management program, which actually, with the benefit of hindsight, I would say is more an anger management program, and to see if it would decrease the chances of them suffering another heart attack. So that study was born out of findings sort of probably from the late 80s. Some Californian cardiologists who set up a study called the Recurrent Coronary Prevention Project. So this isn't new, and I think intuitively it makes sense to a lot of us. And it's really the mechanics, I think, of anger is where it's at, and for us to understand so that we can, well, put in place.
It's interesting. One of the basic rules you give as trying to avoid, a temper, losing your rag, basically, is don't take anything personally ever.
Yes.
Who can do that?
It is very, very difficult. There's no silver bullet with anger management at all. There are no quick fixes. I'm always very, very clear with my clients.
In your experience of all the variety of people with the variety of rationale that they will all have as to why they lose their temper. But is there a kind of typical pathology of anger and rage?
There are predisposing factors, I think. All of us, I mean, anger is a feeling. We all experience anger. It's a natural, healthy feeling that tells us that something is wrong. And everybody has different triggers. There are different things that can make us angry. So somebody may have overstepped a personal boundary. We may have been thwarted, lost a goal. We may be ashamed of something that we've done. We may get angry because we're defending ourselves for something.
There is such a thing as positive anger, isn't there? It might not be positive on your heart and soul, on your heart and your body, but
yes,
anger. Anger has proved very effective over, look at in the course of human history, it's proved very effective sometimes. You know, if the anti-apartheid campaigners hadn't been angry about their situation,
yes,
and they were, and they didn't always channel it in the hugely successful way that somebody like Nelson Mandela did, then perhaps it wouldn't have changed. So there is, it's a necessary motivation sometimes, isn't it, for people?
It is, absolutely. And exactly, it's a feeling that tells us that something is wrong. Mm. And it is very important to actually do something about that. The question is how. And I kind of liken it to the communication styles of passive, assertive and aggressive. When somebody is passive, they tend to kind of stuff their anger in and keep it all to themselves. When somebody is aggressive, they're kind of shouting and acting it all out. And the key is to be assertive with our anger so that we can express how we feel, get what we want in a clean and clear, effective and appropriate manner.
Without affecting your own physical health in the process.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, I did notice in the study that was reported, actually, the doctor did talk about lessening the extent to which we become angry. So that's sort of more on the extreme ends of rage, I imagine, when we trigger the fight-flight response.
Mm. We need to stay calm, don't we? Thank you very much for coming and talking to us. Dr. Dawn Gross, an anger management expert. Thanks very much indeed. She studied the relationship between anger and heart attacks. Let's get somewhere now from Louise.